Support for the Morning News comes from the Homer Foundation. Spring is a busy season for community grantmaking on the Southern Kenai Peninsula. Scholarship committees meet, city grants are awarded, and the Homer Foundation's Youth Advisory Committee reviews proposals and recommends funding for youth-focused programs. Information about community grants, scholarships, and the Homer Foundation is available at homerfoundation.org. The Homer Foundation. Give. Grow. Grant.
Today is Thursday, July 30th, 2026. I'm Simon Lopez with KBBI's Morning News. The city of Seward wants to turn the town's shuttered middle school into a community recreation center. On Monday, the city council gave city officials permission to sign a five-year contract with the Kenai Peninsula Borough to take over utility and maintenance costs. KDLL's Ashlyn O'Hara reports.
Seward Middle is one of four schools Kenai Peninsula School Board members closed earlier this year to save money. Since then, communities around the borough have grappled with what the empty school building should become. Russ White manages sports and recreation for the city. At a council work session in May, he told the council the proposal is a way to soften the blow of the school closing by bringing Seward's youth programs under one roof.
We'd actually make it into a positive by keeping it open and having a community center up there. And again, the youth center, having that as a centralized location, I know transportation is a huge issue, and that's right next to the schools. Kids could walk there.
The middle school building is largely turnkey for the city. It already has a gymnasium, an auditorium, an industrial kitchen, a band room, and classrooms. White envisions moving parks and rec offices into the building, creating a childcare space, and expanding outdoor activities. City Manager Kat Sorensen says that model would give the department room to grow while not fully committing to a new city building. Under the five-year agreement, Seward would lease the middle school building from the borough.
If it did ever need to become a middle school again, you know, it would be important for the borough to utilize that, which is also part of why we don't necessarily want to make long-term huge shifts that can't be undone.
Seward would pay $1 per year to lease the building and pay for utilities and maintenance costs. Through the end of 2026, the city could spend up to $150,000. That includes utility costs through the end of the calendar year, and a one-time chunk of startup money for things like compliance checks and a technology and security setup. Seward was initially slated to receive more money from the city's general fund to help get the building back up and running as a community center from a middle school. But council members scaled the amount back during the meeting. The amendment came from member Lori Draper, who said she was concerned about approving such a large lump sum up front.
What I'm uncomfortable with is a blank check for $150,000 with no list, no amounts, not where it's going to go or why we're going to use it.
Sorensen says the request is for an up-to amount because the city isn't totally sure what it will inherit from the district when it moves into the building. The council unanimously voted to reduce the total amount of money it approved. Multiple community members voiced their support for the rec center idea during the council's May work session. Lily Coyle is vice president of the nonprofit Seward Arts Council. She says her organization already has ideas for what it could do with a dedicated space.
We could start, you know, hosting more classes. We could utilize the community spaces for different events. So it really does, we as an organization have felt pretty large need for finding a more stable space that we can do community arts programming in.
If all goes according to plan, the city can move into the middle school building on September 1st. The building would open for programming at a later undetermined date. The agreement must also be approved by the Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly. The city expects the assembly to vote the agreement up or down next month. Reporting in Soldotna, I'm Ashlyn O'Hara.
And in other news, the Alaska Department of Fish and Game hosts a youth fishing zone for persons 15 years of age or younger at the Nick Dudiak Fishing Lagoon on August 1st. Emily Springer spoke with local management biologist Holly Dixon for more details.
Homer's Alaska Department of Fish and Game provided a public announcement that on Saturday, August 1st, a portion of the Nick Dudiak Fishing Lagoon will be reserved for youth anglers age 15 and younger. Alaska Department of Fish and Game, ADF&G, staff will be present from 2 to 5 p.m. with loner gear to assist youth anglers with fishing for coho salmon. Loner fishing rods will be available to check out and use on a first-come, first-served basis. For youth age 15 and younger, no sport fish license is required, and a free harvest record card is available at ADF&G offices and most licensed vendors. Anglers 16 years and older may not fish in the posted area across from the lagoon entrance, but the remainder of the lagoon will remain open to all anglers. All other sport fishing regulations remain in effect for the fishing lagoon. The bag and possession limits are 6 coho salmon of any size. Area management biologist Holly Dixon explained more.
So there's different kids, like youth-only fisheries around the state. So in this area, we have these two out at the fishing hole, and then we have one at the Nanilchik River in early June for kids to fish for king salmon there. And then there's a variety of other youth days around the state.
In South Central Alaska, there are also several youth-only fishery days near Seward. Dixon commented on the participation rate of this program and another summer loaner gear program.
Usually we get quite a few, especially kids or families that want to come take advantage of the free gear to use that, you know, don't have the fishing rods set up or want to learn how to fish at a particular location. Yeah, we also have our loaner rod program, which is really popular in the summer. So people can come here and just check out fishing gear. So if they come and say they want to fish at the tip of the Homer Spit or fish at the Nikdudiak Fishing Lagoon, we'd give them a fishing rod and gear that's set up to be successful.
Dixon also provided some comments on summer sport fishing in general.
I mean, we're in peak season right now, so there's Homer's hopping with people here to go halibut fishing and go trolling for salmon out in the salt water. You know, in general, it's challenging with some stocks not doing well, like king salmon and coho in recent years have been struggling more. But we have some bright spots like the fishing hole in the Spit where, you know, people can still go fish for king salmon or coho salmon regardless of what's happening with wild stocks. You know, we've come to really rely on for the opportunity that still can provide.
Dixon said if people are interested in participating in the general summer gear loaner program, she would recommend calling the Fish and Game office first because during this time of year, the department gets a little short on gear. The office can be reached at 907-235-8191, or the physical location for the department is 3298 Douglas Place in Homer. Reporting from Homer, this is Emily Springer.
And that's it for this morning's news. You are listening to KPBI AM 890 in Homer, 88.1 FM in Seward, through translator K201EO, and online at kbbi.org. News tips and story ideas can be emailed to news@kbbi.org. This morning's newscast included a story from KDLL's Ashlyn O'Hara. Listening, and good morning.